Okay. So we saw yesterday the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, Benogeya, Hilchos Mezuzah, with what we call Yachal Rabeya. If you could technically have the area of Dalet al Dalet, but it wouldn't be the actual in that two directions, Dalet in one direction, Dalet in the other direction, whether that would be enough to Mechayev Mezuzah. So that's the way that most Mefarshim learn up the Rambam, and that's what the Ketz Mishnah learns in the Rambam. That would be sufficient for Mezuzah. And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh needs Mamish Dalet al Dalet. Then we saw in our Sugya here in Sukkah Daf Ches that when it comes to Sukkah Suya Kekivshan, it's clear from the Gemara that the size of the circle that Rav Yochanan requires for it to meet the Shir of Dalet al Dalet, which is what he holds like Rebbe, you have to have a big enough circle that would allow for the actual square of Dalet al Dalet. The area would not be enough. You actually have to have Dalet al Dalet. The Rambam paskins the concept of the Gemara, but applies it in terms of Zayin al Zayin. Namely, the Rambam requires that you have to have Zayin al Zayin within the circle. So, really, there are two kashas that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Rishon LeZion, asks on the Rambam, as we noted yesterday. First of all, the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to assume, when it comes to Sukkah, that you have to have the actual dimensions in both directions within the circle. And the Rambam Mezuzah argues that it's enough to have the area, the Shetach. And then the other Kashi is the Rambam himself, Minei Uvei. The Rambam, in terms of Hilchos Sukkah, seems to say that you have to have the actual Zayin, Al-Zayin, in both directions within the circle. And by Hilchos Mezuzah, he says otherwise. That's the Kashi that we saw yesterday. So, in terms of the Kashi of the Stira, the Rambam, and the Rambam, what does he say? That there's a difference between Zayin, Al-Zayin, and Dalet, Al-Dalet by Mezuzah. Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos by Mezuzah, it suffices, according to the Rambam, to have the area. Because what's the difference if it's one direction, other direction? Maisa, you have the area that considers it to be a bais. However, when it comes to Sukkah, since the purpose of the Shir, Zayin al Zayin, the Rosh Abu Vishulchano, is Maisa, that you can use it for Hishtamshus, and you can get in there, Rosho, Verubo, and Shulchano. So for that to occur, you wouldn't be able to necessarily fit in Rosh Abu Vishulchano if you configure it in a different way. In other words, if you have technically the 49 square tefachim, but not in the manner where you have at least in one direction Zayin, then you're not going to be able to get it in. And therefore, that's a very nice svar that he says in terms of the two Rambams. So when it comes to Zayin al Zayin, it has to be mamish within the circle. Okay, but what about in terms of the sugya itself? The Gemara seems to say over here by Sukkah, that you need the shear of Dalet al Dalet within the circle. How come the Rambam says otherwise by Mezuzah? So he wanted to say that really it's lab dafka, when the Rambam seems to say by Mezuzah that it's enough, that it could be the area, the Rambam is not going in the case of circle. The Rambam is going on the other cases that he mentions afterwards, such as pentagon and rectangle. The Rambam mentioned three different examples. So for the latter two examples, the Rambam would hold that the area is enough. Why? Because it's all usable, it's all accessible. When it comes to circles, if you have the dimensions within the circle, but since the circle has within it a square, and that's the most accessible part of the circle, the part that's not, you know, beyond the square within the circle, that part that's beyond, that's within the circle, but beyond the square within the circle is not as easily available to you. So therefore, that cannot count in mashlim, the area that should count as a shetach. So the Rambam is relying on what he holds in Hilchos Sukkah. Didn't have to spell it out to you, and therefore the Rambam only said that chidush b'negei the other two cases. That's more or less, you can see it inside, that's what he wants to say. L'maisa, if you say that, then seemingly you don't need to say the first chidush. In other words, the first chidush that he said, to distinguish between Zayin al Zayin and Dalet al Dalet Amos. Zayin al Zayin, you have to get in everything, Rosh Abu Vishulchano, and that won't happen if you just have the area. Chora, you don't have to say that, because you can just say the answer that we just gave, that if it's talking about a sukkah situation, which is a circle for a sukkah. So anything that's beyond what would be the square within the circle is not available to you, and therefore that can't count to make up for the missing area. So that answers both kashas. So l'chara, you wouldn't necessarily need that chidush that he said initially, right? That would answer it by itself. The second point would answer both. Rafi?
Why doesn't the first point answer both?
Because the first...
Why can't you say the Gemara says they need square because we need for the leading purposes, and
if you don't
need it because
the Dalet al-Dalet, Rav Yochanan requires Mamish Dalet al-Dalet. So that's the problem. Why? The same way...
Room for the Achila
No, that's not so. According to Rebbe, the sheer dal is not because of being able to lean properly. It's because it's called, like the Gemara says, Yeres Keva means it has to have a lot of room. But that's Vara, yeah, so seemingly the Rambam would be difficult, except the answer is the Rambam never said it by circle. He only said that Chiddush by Mezuzah according to the Rechaim on the other cases. Okay. So, again, you could assume the Lechanami, the first Teretz is no longer is necessary, and it's no longer a good Svara. You don't have to say it, and you don't accept it. But if we do accept it, and it may be relevant for us to say, to actually embrace that first Svara that he suggested, that when it comes to Zayin al-Zayin, there is a requirement that you have Zayin and Zayin, not just the square area of Zayin al-Zayin, based on the Svara that he says. And what would be the benefit that we could have by accepting that Svara? Here are the following. We had a sugya earlier. I'm sure you all remember it. Spent a lot of time on it. The sugya of the Shlishi Tefach Tefach. Right, Adav Zayin. So you have two walls, Kimin Gam. So then, right, the question is, will you put the third tefach? Can I get hayotzei? If you have two walls that are mefulash, parallel to each other, where do you put the third wall? So what did the Gemara say? That you need, actually, it's called a pas dalet. The pas dalet, and then the pas dalet is, right, is put between the walls, and then in terms of the other svara, in terms of the case of the kamin gam, you have what's called a tefach sochek. Where do you put... That's the third sheet about the third wall. Where do you put the tefach? Within three, right? It's the tefach sochek, and now together with the lavud and the tefach, which is a wider tefach, you have four tefachim for the third wall. What's the maila? Let's go to that case. What's the maila of tefach sochek? So how did Rashi learn pshat in that Gemara? Why do you need to put the tefach as a tefach sochek within lavud on the third side after you have the two joining walls? What do you have now? Rubo shel dofen. Because the dofen is zayin tefachim. Now, if you have the tefach sochek, a little more than a tefach, so to speak, a wide tefach, and it's within the lavud, so that accomplishes that you have rubo shel dofen. Why do we assume a dofen is zayin tefachim? Because we hold like Beis Shammai. Shammai holds the sheer Zayin al Zayin, so therefore the sheer dofen is Zayin. What about according to Rebbe? Rebbe holds the sheer is Dalet al Dalet. So where do you get the notion of seven tefachim as the dofen of a sukkah? Would Rebbe argue the din of tefach sochek? Would Rebbe require that it has to be wider than a tefach in order to be able to get two in a mashahu? To be able to get rubo shel dofen of a Dalet Amis dofen? We don't find such a thing. Let me ask you another question. Diyum de sukkah. So we had a machukas tanaim and avdalit. Diyum de sukkah. There's Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says you could have diyum de sukkah at what shear? You can have diyum din by. Diyum din is for Hilchos Shabbos. You have in each corner, you have an am mikan, am mikan. What does Rav Yaakov say for sukkah? You can have tefach mikan, tefach mikan. The Chacham argue that they say, no, you can't have diyum de sukkah tefach. What do they hold? You can't have Dumdin at all? That's how some Rishonim learn. How did the Ra'ah learn? You can't have it with the tefach. You have to have seven because that's the minimum shear. That's according to the Ra'ah. That's the Pshat Chachamim. I ask you, Rabbos, according to Rebbe, the shear sukkah is Dalet Amos. So would he accept the halacha of Jumde Sukkah Lufida Chachamim that you have Zayin Tfachim? Where do you get Zayin Tfachim? Where do you have a wall of Zayin Tfachim? The wall should be Dalet Amos. You have a big sukkah, let's say 10 amas each direction, and jumed in a 4 amas in each corner, lakan lakan. But like, it doesn't say that. So, but what could we say? Maybe, even according to Rebbe, there's what to assume about the minimum size of a wall has to be Zayin Tfachim. I, Rebbe, host Dalet al Dalet. In terms of Dalet al Dalet, we could argue that you could use the area of Dalet al Dalet. You don't need it to be Dalet Amos Lukan, Dalet Amos Lukan. As long as the square area is big enough, you have enough Revach that conforms to the shear of Dalet al Dalet in terms of area, that's good enough. But maybe there's another Tanai that even Rebbe would hold. Even though Rebbe goes a different direction, he's more Machmir than Beis Shammai. He requires a shear Dalet al Dalet. But in terms of the minimum of each direction, you can't have one side is going to be so long, and the other side should be less than what? Then Zayin Tfachim. Even if in the totality of it, you'll have the area of Dalet al Dalet, but maybe you'll have the problem that Lemaisa, if I don't have in one direction, L'chol Pachah Zayin Tfachim, I'm not going to be able to get in Shulchan, I won't be able to get in Rosh HaVerubo. Again, according to the Cheshbon that the Or HaChaim has, it could be that you need to have a minimum of Zayin Tfachin on each side. If this is correct, then it comes out that the Din of Pas Dalet would actually be Nogeya for Rebbe too, because you have Rubo Shel Dofen, because there is an idea of a minimum Dofen being Zayin Tfachin, and the Din of Jum Din would be a function of Zayin Tfachin. Because the Dalet al Dalet could work in configuring it like the Shita Saramba in mezuzah. All this is if you assume like the Rambam. What if I hold up the Rush? The Rush holds that by mezuzah you also need Dalet al Dalet in each direction Dalet. So l'chera, what do you do with the din of Pas Dalet? Why is Pas Dalet going to make Rubah Shel Dofen? Why is Rubah Shel Dofen with four tfachim? Why 7 tfachim this year Dofen according to Rebbe? According to the Rush, we've lost the Svar. But who remembers, the Rush had a different shot in what Pas Dalet does. What did the Rush say for Pas Dalet? What's the mile of having a Pas Dalet, Tefach Sochik with the Lavud, I should say. Because the minimum Mechitza for Shabbos, the Shir Shabbos is Dalet. Dalet Tfachim is the Shir Rishus. So therefore, I have a machitza chashuva. I have Dalet Tfachim, not because of Rubah Shel Dofen. Interesting. So it comes out that svara has nothing to do with Shir Dofen. So Rebbe could accept it as well. But Jumdin, I don't know. I don't have an answer. But for the case of the past Dalet or the Tevach Sochek, which makes Dalet, what you have to say is the Rashi svara. The Rashi doesn't need to say Rashi svara. Rashi said because of Rubah Shel Dofen, we want to say is the Rubah Shel Dofen has validity for Rebbe as well. Because you have to have, every wall has to be at least Zayin Tfachim. Even though Dalet al Dalet Amis, which is a Chumrah, but inside the Dalet al Dalet, you can accommodate Lashita Sarambam, you can accommodate that with area of Dalet al Dalet. But maybe Rebbe would still require a minimum size for each Dofen, namely Zayin Tfachim. Again, I'm getting this from the first Pshat of the Or HaChaim. Yumdin would be better also with this. The shear could be Zayin Tfachim. There is a minimum shear for the Dofen of Zayin Tfachim. Yaakov. It's good? Questions? Okay, but this is a beginning. Well, you know, if you remember, we talked about it in Daf Gimel, the Yochel Rabbeya issue, this Machokis about Midrash, and in terms of Sukkah. It has to do with the Girsa. Again, you have to go over your notes and in the Inyanim that we had in Daf Gimel, Amir Aleph, on the top. the top Tosus, depending on that, what the gears is in Tosus, you have the Bach and you have the other, the Taz, and from the Rishonim it sounds like, right, whether that you really need to have Zayin al Zayin in each direction, but the way the Bach learned it, you could, Tosus could be saying that you could actually have a Sukkah that is, you know, that is the square area of Zayin al Zayin, and you don't have to actually have Zayin in each direction. So that's Negea, that Tosus as well. Yeah, Rafi.
Sure. According to Rebbe, according to the Mishnah or the Rokai,
yeah.
Why would he have to have a minimum size of 7? Why can't you have less than 7?
He seems to say that you couldn't get a shulchan in if the... You're saying why you put the shulchan in the long way? Not that it's really, really long. I don't know. But he says you can't get in. Imagine people walking to lie down in a direction. I don't know. He says you can't get a shulchan in if you don't have at least Zayin in each side.
At least according to the Arishka, so yesterday it seemed like Rebbe could have less than Zayin, because he says that it's all about space, it's not about being Kali with Yira.
Yeah, but it comes out, Rebbe is Moshe from Beis Shan, right? But Rebbe said you don't need Zavios, because you have the space. That's the Zavios issue.
But the Arishka, you need less than Zayin.
You want to say with based on that, but the only Zavios according to Rebbe, then he won't stem with what we're saying now. Because the Zavios is different. Zavios, he says, you don't need, because you have the space. But Lumaisa, Perosh, with Shulchan, if you're not going to be able to get Shulchan, how could Rebbe accept that? If you don't have Zayin Tfachim, one direction, it's, maybe the Ritva would agree to that. Zavios is a different issue. Zavios. But corners, but as far as a direction in the Sukkah, one wall of Sukkah being less than 7 Tfachim, even Rebbe would say that's a problem. I don't know if it's necessarily a steer with the Ritva. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Daf Ches on the days. Amar of Levi, this Gemara was quoted actually in Tosis on Zayin on the days in terms of the Mezuzah case, one of the steer Tosis asked. Let's see the Gemara for itself. Amar of Levi, Mishum of Meir. Shtei Sukos Shel Yotzrim. Two booths of potters. Zu gefnimi zu, one within the other. Hapnimis ena suka v'chayeves b'mezuzah. The inner booth is not a suka and it's chay b'mezuzah. V'achitzona suka. The outer booth does count as a suka uptumina mezuzah. So there are two dinim that the Braisa is telling us v'nogeya the two booths of the Yotzrim. Hilchas suka and hilchas mezuzah, and they go. They're interrelated. The inner booth is not a kosher sukkah, and it's chayav mezuzah. The outer booth is a kosher sukkah and patur min mezuzah. So what's going on here? What's the issue here? What's underlying this? The two nedinim here. It says Rashi. Shtei sukkos shel yotzrim kachaya derech shel yotzrei kli cheres. The people who made pottery, bimeim in those days. This was their way, their routine. Osim lehem shtei sukkos zu ufnim izu. They would make two booths, one within the other. The pnimis hudar umatznia kederosa. In the inner booth, this potter would live there. He'd be living there for an extended period. It'd be a bias for him of sorts. Obviously, something of a flimsy bias. Obviously, the covering, the roof, is a roof that's kosher for schach. But he would live there. An extended period, umatznia kederosav, and Rashi adds he'd keep his wares that he'd be making, he'd keep it in the inner one, in the inner sukkah. Ubachitzona hu osa melachto. In the outer sukkah, he would be doing his work, that was his work area. Umotzi kederosav limkor, and that's where he would also do his selling. He would take them out from there, people would come in and buy what he had to sell in the outer sukkah. That's the Metzius that Rashi describes for us. Again, so the inner sukkah was where he lived and where he would make the things. Where he would store the finished product. The outer sukkah is where he would sell and he would do the work. So now we have the statement of the Meir is Pnimis Eina Sukkah. Meaning, in Bog Leshe Besocha Bechag Leshem Sukkah. So now come Sukkahs. And he wants to use this inner sukkah as his sukkah for the duration of the chag. He's come there with shame mitzvah sukkah. He didn't do a thing to the schach. The schach is kosher. He didn't move it. He didn't change it. But he just wants the Nimuchan Mizuma now to use to be here for now for the next 7 days. In Bolesha Besocha B'chag Shem Sukkah, V'afal Gav D'lo B'inan Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Now, was it designed L'Shem Chag? Clearly not. It was used for other things. But we know from the next Mishnah, the very next Mishnah has a machlokes b'shana b'silel on what's called sukkah yishana. It was made not l'shem sukkah. B'shamai holds that there's a din, we have a pasuk to learn it out, that you have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. B'silel disagrees. So even though we don't hold like b'silel, we don't hold b'shamai, we hold b'silel. And actually it's not just because of the cloud that halacha can be b'silel, but it's muchach from the very same Bryce of Rav Meir here, because what does it say a minute later? That what is a sukkah? What is a sukkah? The chitzona. No, the chitzona was made l'shem chag? No. So obviously it's clear, minei uvei, it's clear that you don't have to have the sukkah made l'shem chag. Kibbe silo. So what is the problem of the panimit, says Rashi? Hacha ein a sukkah. Why? Delo minkera milsa de l'shem sukkah hu darbo. Rashi says an interesting svar. It's not apparent that you're living there l'shem sukkah. The kol yemos hashana dayer hasam. Since he's living there all year round, v'rov tashmisho sudaso v'sheinaso sham. Much of what he's doing, his work, his usage. I mean, the work Rashi says was in the chitzona, whatever he uses it for. And his meals and his sleeping is there. So the chesaron is the fact that it's not nikker to l'shem sukkah hudarba. Since he's living there all year round and he continues to live there on sukkahs, it's not nikker. We have to know what this chesaron exactly is. The way that many assume, the Bach, Prima Gadim, Rashi is not telling us a din d'oraisa. This idea of lo minkera milsa is a din d'rabbanan. What is it based on exactly? It's not nikker. So what exactly is this halacha? It has to be nikker the l'shem sukkah darba. We hold like Beis Hillel. You don't have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. But it's not nikker that it's l'shem sukkah, that you're living the l'shem sukkah, then midrabanan at least, you can't use it. So maybe a smach to this. Again, this is a din d'rabanan, let's assume. But there is an interesting comment of the tour, maybe you've heard this at some point, beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. The very beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, the tour has the famous question of why we celebrate Sukkot in Chodesh Tishrei. After all, Yitzias Mitzrayim was in Chodesh Nisan, and that's when they had the Sukkos. And the answer given by the tour is that it wouldn't be nikker that we're going out to our Sukkah for the sake of Yimitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, if we did it in Nisan, because that's the spring. Lashon HaTur, Ba'afal Pishi Yatzanu Mimitzrayim B'chodesh Nisan Lo Tzivanu Lasu Sukkah Ba'osu Zman U'fishahu Yemos HaKayitz V'derach Kol Adam Lasu Sukkah L'tzeil V'lohoysa Nikeres Asi Yaseinu Behem Shein B'mitzvah Sabori Yizbarach. So had we been going to the Sukkah in Nisan, there wouldn't have been the hecker that we're doing it for Hashem's mitzvah. So this idea of the tour could be the underlying concept behind this din d'rabbanan, as we're assuming in Rashi, that if it's not nikkur as a yeshiva of sukkah, the Chum say we don't want that to work. Now, second Noah, but let's be more precise. Where does the chesaron lie? So the chesaron seems to be a chesaron in what? In the chefs of the sukkah or in the yeshiva sukkah? In the yeshiva sukkah. You know, the yeshiva is not nikeres. You need the yeshiva that's nikeres. So again, the idea that out there that the Torah talks about in the whole concept of sukkah, and the Chachamim ran with that idea, and they said that it can't be a proper yeshiva sukkah if it's not nikkur that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. And over here, you're living there all year round, so it's not nikkur. So it's a problem in the yeshiva. But the lashon of the statement here is what? Hapnimis what? Hapnimis ain't a sukkah. So it sounds like the chesaron is in the chetz of the sukkah itself. Interesting, however, that Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, when they quote this, it's, for some reason the Rambam didn't quote this then. No discussion about why not, as the Torah said about this. But in Tur and Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Lamed Vav, so they have Dinei Sukkah Yeshana, in Sif Aleph Sukkah Yeshana, that's the next Mishnah, Sif Beis, Yotze Klicheres, Lashon HaMachaber, it's also Lashon HaTur, Yotze Klicheres, Sheyesh Lo Shtei Sukkah Zuv Nimizu, the Osa Kederosa Bepnimis, Umochram Bachitzona. Interesting. Rashi said that he made Osa Melachta Bachitzona. He says Osa Kederosa Bepnimis. Nunu. Hapnimis, Lashana, again, Lashana Shulchan Aruch, Hapnimis Eino Yotze Bayidei Sukkah. Kevan Shehi Diraso Kalashana, Eino Nikar Shedarba Lashay Mitzvah. So interesting how the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur formulate the halacha. They focus on the fact that hapnimis eino yotze b'yidei sukkah. It's a chesaron in the mitzvah yeshiva. But again, l'maisa, the lashon of the braisa, it seems to be a braisa, is Levi Mishum Rav Meir is eino sukkah. No, could be lav dafka, really. Eino sukkah is a short way of saying it's not a yeshiva. Or maybe you'll say that because you can't have a yeshiva sukkah, a mitzvah yeshiva fulfilled, so mela a sukkah that could not potentially be available, that you could be yotze yeshiva sukkah with it, so such a sukkah is deemed as disqualified for the mitzvah. So it comes down to a chesaron in the sukkah as a consequence of the fact that you can't have the yeshiva. So since it can't be a yeshiva of sukkah, so therefore the sukkah itself is no good. It could be. But it starts from the fact that it's not a yeshiva because yeshiva is not nikeres. This is how, and again, Pashtus, as many understand Rashi, it's a din derabbanan. That's the din over here of Pnimis and the Sukkah. We'll see here the other drachim, the Ran, and others have different ways to read this problem, but this is Rashi. Questions? Noah.
Yeah, I think that the in and the that we brought from the Torah is a little bit different than the in and the
go ahead. I mean, it's not a perfect analogy. I'm asking, but what do you mean? It's not an analogy at all.
No, I mean, okay? I just think they're different.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Because over here, the in the carrots, like, nobody will, if I'm in my panemius, just panemius eating, like, l'shem sukkah, nobody in the world will know that I'm doing it l'shem sukkah. I'm in my own private house. Like, nobody would ever see from the outside. The Ein Nikeres over here is not necessarily, like, who's the Ein Nikeres for? It's not necessarily for everyone else. Nobody wants to
go
see.
Goes out see. In the spring to a sukkah.
Oh, so that's by the
so there, what? So the yeshiva is not Nikeres, that's the shame it's a sukkah because people go out.
Good,
so people go out anyway in the spring. And over here, this person lives here anyway the whole year round. Now he's there and he's thinking sukkah. He's thinking sukkah, the person in the spring is thinking sukkah also. But it's not Nikeres as the yeshiva or shame mitzvah. Why isn't it a good? Why isn't it a good analogy?
Because in the case of the tour, it's not nikeres to everybody else in the world who's looking at me. They're not going to know that I'm sitting here l'shem sukkah. But over here, whoever, but in the case of the
people, don't know that he lives here.
Whoever,
people don't know that the yotze lives here. Some people do know that's what he's living there for months at a time.
Who's going to be looking at this guy while he's eating in his own private house?
Is it for the goyim to know that we're sitting in a sukkah? Who's the Nikeres?
Yeah, who's the Nikeres for? Over here, like, if the guy lives his life, nobody's going to see. Nobody's going to see him. Who sees him?
What does that do with who sees who doesn't see? It's not Nikeres. It's not.
Nikeres for who?
For someone. Someone would see them. If someone would come by and see him there, would they recognize that there's some unique practice of mitzvah yeshiva sukkah that he's doing, or they could say he's doing what he always does, or people go out anyway to the sukkah, or this person's there anyway all the time. Yeah,
Daniel. What's it put against? No, is that depending when the Torah is saying that you go out is that it's for yourself. It's not nikkur for yourself. Oh, it's so beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. I just go outside. It's not nikkur for
yourself.
You
send
the whole other. Each person is not nikkur for themselves. I think different than this ain't on the carrots, though. I still think it's ain't different. But this ain't on the carrots.
Again, this is a din. If we say it's a din d'rabbanan, and the Bach assumes that way, again, it could be the Chachamim took the lead from what we see in the Torah. Because Uman Yiridur Seichem, after all, and the Torah makes the big deal about why the Torah chose to do it in Tishrei. So the Chachamim felt that a yeshiva sukkah should be a yeshiva nikeres. Yeah.
Why can't we connect this maybe to a little bit to like Rebbe Zeir from base? About the yeshiva sukkah.
You mean Rabba? Shalta Ba'ina? Shalta Ba'ina is Rabba. Yeah, of course you can connect it all. There's a famous Bach also beginning of Chesuk, a person should have in mind. Techa Nani Kavod, the special Indian, certain mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs. He says, the Torah says, Luman Yedu, it's a special Indian to remember by Tefillin, Matir Tashdeva Ticha, Luman Tivskiru by Tzitzis, and also here by Sukkah, that when you do the mitzvah, the usual mitzvah is Fichas Kavana. There's a special inyan, these three places, the person should have a special kavanah, l'shem, mitzvah, sukkah. So you see, there's a special peda by certain mitzvahs, and sukkah is one of them. The person, so here you talk about your own hekka, your own recognition. But again, recognition could be a lot of ways, nikkur for you, nikkur for others. This is the svar that Rashi is learning in our Gemara. If it's not nikkur as a yeshiva, there's a problem in the yeshiva, and as we said maybe from the Lashon of the Gemara, Memela, the sukkah itself is pasul. This is the first statement of Pnimis Ein HaSukkah. The Chayeves B'Mezuzah, now the part two, the other halacha that's connected here, is Mezuzah. So why Chayeves B'Mezuzah, and when? Rashi says, La'olam. Always it needs a Mezuzah, Mishim Dekol Dira Soba, this is where you live. So you have two halachas, and it's not such a, isn't a structure, it's a shvach roof and so on. Yeah, but umaisa, it's a dira, and it's chayav mezuzah, it's a regular dira. That's part one, that's the pinimis. Continues Rashi, hachitzona sukkah, the outer one counts as a sukkah, continues Rashi, the yotzi ba yidei chovasa. In other words, you yotzei your mitzvah sukkah by eating in the outer sukkah. The ein tzarech l'sosra v'lasosa l'shem chag. In other words, in terms of the fact that it wasn't constructed, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, doesn't bother me. That's mefurish over here. As we said, in this very same case of chitzona, it's clear that we hold like b'shila. B'shami would not like this. He would require that the asiyah has to be l'shem sukkah. You couldn't just be there, go in there on sukkahs if it wasn't constructed l'shem chag. B'shila says it doesn't have to be. It has to be l'shem tzel. We'll see that coming up in the sugya. But not that it has to be l'shem chag. So you don't have to demolish it and make it again. And as far as the problem that we just identified with the penimis, we don't have that in the chitzon. Umishum hekera de mitzvah. Again, that's the svar that Rashi is attributing to why penimis ain't a sukkah. Hekera de mitzvah. Umishum hekera de mitzvah leka lemesa. Why is it not a basis to aser here, to be here? The keva de kuashata lav hachadayir. The rest of the year, you're not living in the chitzon. He's living in the penimis. He just does his work, according to Rashi, or he does the selling in the chitzon. So hashtadayah, but now suddenly he's moving his bed, he's living there, he's eating there. So ika hekera. So that enough. That's enough to qualify as heker. So heker you have, and there's no problem of nav l'shem chag, and therefore the chitzon is a sukkah. As far as mezuzah, however, ptura mina mezuzah, and here again Rashi says le'olam. Before Rashi said le'olam, it's chayib mezuzah by the penimis. And here Rashi says ptura mina mezuzah le'olam. Why? De'lav dirahi. Because this out of sukkah is not considered a dirash. It's just a way to pass through, to go. Apparently, you get to the penimah through the chitzona. People kind of come to buy, so they're going to come into the outer sukkah. That's not in court a dira. So, therefore, it's patim nemezuzah. But Rashi's le'olam, l'chora is mashma, le'olam when? Just even on sukkahs. Le'olam before was le'olam the whole year, and Sukkot, and here the Petur of Menezuz La'olam means La'olam, even on Sukkot. So here we had the Kasha that Tosus raised earlier with Acherim. Acherim were the last of the Tanoim mentioned in the Shita, in the list of Abaye that hold Wa Diras Keva, because of Acherim's Shita that has to be with Zavios, it can't be around Sukkot. But Rameir, who's considered to be the one identified with the term Acherim, is the one who says over here that the chitzona is going to be patur, it's a sukkah, but patur min a mezuzah. And the problem is, if you hold diras keva, then the Gemara in Yuma says that diras keva dictates your chayv mezuzah and sukkah. So Tosis' answer was, in Achinami, you have to learn pshat that the patur here goes on patur the rest of the year. But during sukkah, you chayv, because if you hold diras keva, you chayv mezuzah. Rashi, who holds patur na mezuzah le'olam, so the way we understood it, who remembers? Rashi will hold what? That even if you hold Diras Keva, but that doesn't automatically dictate that every single halacha that you associate with Diras Keva would come together with every particular sheet of Diras Keva. Yehuda's Diras Keva, that Lamal Miasim is kosher, is what the Gemara says in Yuma, would hold Yehuda Tamei, that he's Chayav B'Mezuzah based on the sheet of Diras Keva that he holds Lamal Miasim is kosher. But the sheet of Acherim who say that Sukkah Soy Keshovach is Pasul, that Diras Keva doesn't automatically rise to the level of being Chayav B'Mezuzah. After all, Lo Kul and Shavin. Tosus himself points out, Rebbe and Mishamai are not agreeing, so therefore you don't have to automatically assume with Acherim that they would be Chayav B'Mezuzah. And we tried to explain what was Tosus' sheet and what Tosus held otherwise. But this is a Chorish Shitas Rash. That's the statement of Rav Meir. Yeah.
Does that mean that within Rashi, the kviyas necessary by mezuzah actually uproots, right, the halacha of sukkah in a way? Because the fact that kol diras sovah, that's the level of keva necessary by mezuzah, now prevents you from having a kosher sukkah. Right, because it's not nicker now.
The keva of using it, right? The keva of using it, of being there all year, living there and eating there, would be a problem in sukkah.
Well, I mean, it's what's mechayev mezuzah, the level of keva.
Yeah, it's interesting because
just the level of keva that actually is mechayev mezuzah is actually...
Yeah, the level of keva mechayev mezuzah would disqualify from being nikkur as yeshiva sukkah.
It's just,
the two issues are intertwined. Frag the Gemara, this is a mezuzah question. Frag the Gemara, the amai, so you just told me that the adder sukkah is patur min a mezuzah, but l'chori there's a din of mezuzah that should require the chitzon to have a mezuzah, inasmuch as a penimitz has a mezuzah. V'amai to have a chitzona kibes shar ha-penimitz, but it's chayev mezuzah. Why shouldn't the chitzona, since that's the way that you get, as Rashi was mashma, you get through from that to the penimitz, so why would the chitzona take on the status of a base shar? Base shar is a little structure that you have in front of the Iker Bayis. Rashi says in one place that the Shomer is there. It's a way to access the Iker Bayis, and the Iker Bayis has a mezuzah, and there's a halacha of a base shar having a mezuzah. What kind of halacha is this? What kind of level? We have to see. But the Gemara just says the halacha is clear, the base shar is chayeb and mezuzah, so therefore, why shouldn't the chitzona be chayeb based on the rule called a base shar? And for the Gemara, Mishim Dilo Kivya. Here it's a bit unclear what the Gemara is going on. Let's go Kivya. Let's go Kivya. It's not permanent. These structures are obviously flimsy structures. They only have schach as a roof, and they're made like huts. So that's not enough to have a chiva based shah, but it could be one of two possibilities, the lo kivya. Either lo kivya goes on the chitzona itself, so a based shah that's lo kivya is not chayiv mezuzah, it's based shah, or it could go on the penimis. If the penimis is not kivya, then if there's no locha based shah on such a structure, it's lo kivya. Let's hear Rashi says. And what's the whole locha based shah itself? Zok Rashi, but to every kibes shah penimis, the kaimalon b'menachis ba'komitz rabbah, the chaya b'mezuzah midirabanan. Ah, so Rashi goes on record that the din of beis shar chaya b'mezuzah is a din derabanan. That's what Rashi says. So why not? Why not? It says here patur min mezuzah. The Gemara is assuming that the patur mezuzah is even midirabanan. That's the Gemara's assumption. Otherwise, what's the kasha? Maybe patur min mezuzah means midoraisa. The penimis is chay midoraisa, and the chitzon is patur midoraisa. So you have to know the Gemara had some reason to assume that there's not even a chay midrabana. So the kasha is got to be chay midrabana. Beis shar pirka blaz shelufnei abayis. And the emphasis of the Gemara mishum de lo kaviyah. So Rashi says, what's lo kaviyah? Lo zu v'lo zu davar kavua. So the Metzius is, neither is Kavua, because they're both Sukkos. They're not Penimis Chashuvah Lios Lo'abeis Shar. But then Rashi's concluding words focus on, as far as the halacha is concerned, why there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah on the Chitzona, because a Penimis, being Lo Kavua, is not Chashuv enough to have a Beis Shar. It sounds from Rashi that the logic of the Teretz is really a function of which one being Lo Kavua, the Penimis. But the Metzius is Lo Kavias. Why do Rashi have to say Lo Kavuzu? I don't know. L'chara, it all matters with the Penimis. That's what comes up in the end of Rashi. But Rashi says, L'maisa, neither is Kavia. And the fact that the Penimis is not Kavia, that's what's relevant to us. So therefore, you can't have a dinner Beis Shar. Beis Shar is only Agav, the Chi of a Beis Shar is Agav, the bias that it's a Beis Shar for. But if the bias is a flimsy thing, again, it's not that it's low kavia, it's not enough to pater it from mitzvah. A structure is a structure, it's a dira. But in terms of the din of Beis Shar, for a thing that's low kavia, you don't have a din Beis Shar. That's how it comes out from Rashi. Other Rishonim, see with the Tosfos in the middle, other Rishonim have a different taich in the low kavia. See some of the Rambam, but the Ra'ah says, second Yaakov, the Ra'ah says, without explaining, Mishum de lo kavia chitzona. Now, according to the Ra'ah, the Gemara is saying a base shar, quote unquote, that's not kavua, does not have a chiyuv independent of mezuzah. The Meiri brings both drachim. He discusses the Gemara v'shema. He paraphrases the Sfak of the Torah. The Gemara v'shema tomar. Teheke beis shar penimis tekruya dira mitzad penimis. Interesting way of putting it. Tekruya dira mitzad penimis. That describes mezuzah. Tama davim shem dulo kavia. Kloma she'afa penimis eno kavua kol kach she'teruya lios lo beis shar. That sounds like who? Like Rashi. The yesh mefarshim al chitzona el shezayikar. The first pshat seems to be better. Yaakov.
I was thinking that why Rashi says the first line is saying only like two steps, like only one, like because they're both not kavua, then you have to get on to see whether the inside one is chash or not, even though it's not kavua, to then get a beis shar. I mean, only because they're not sitting in one of
why Rashi kavua, have to talk about the chitzona being on kavua? Why?
Because if it was kavua, then you could do, then there was still then a bichar. So saying because it's not, they're both not kavua.
You're saying if the outer one was kavua and the inner one was not kavua. Then you're saying either way, you're saying that really you could have, if the inner one was not kavua, the other one was, then there'd be a chi mezuzah on the base shar, even though the pni mezuzah is not. You're saying either one could make a chayv. Interesting. So why Rashi only explained the fact that the pni mezuzah, because that was...
Because then once they're not kavua, then you say, okay, maybe the inside one could be Rashi enough to make
that
someone a
base
shar.
Why did Rashi spell both that? I mean, pni mezuzah is not chashuv, and even if the pni
mezuzah... But if
the penimis wasn't chashiv and the chitzona was kavua, then you're saying there would be chashiv. And why Rashi spelled that out too? When Rashi spelled that out as well? That the chitzona is not chashiv to have to be to chayiv as a beis shar. Rashi only talks about the penimis chashiv, yo, it's la beis shar. And the ena chitzona chashuva mitzad atzma, that it should be chayiv. Why didn't Rashi tell me that too? If Rashi holds that either one would be enough to make a chiyuv beis shar, why didn't Rashi tell me the other half?
Because function of Beis Shar is only like a Beis Shar only functions as like an entrance to something that's chashuv. So it doesn't mean that outside one being chashuv.
If the inner one is not kavua and the outer one would have been kavua, so then you tell me the Rashi would hold, you would have a chiyuv.
Yeah.
So then Rashi should have said
it's not because of Beis Shar, but then the inside.
No, it's not a dira. No, it's not a dira. It has to be because of Beis Shar. If it's not a dira, the only reason it could be chayv is because of Beis Shar. That's what we're wondering about. The outer one is not a dira, but if it's a beis shar to a dira, so that's our question. If the inner one is a lo kavua dira, which is chayv mezuzah, but it's a kavua, the outer one would have been kavua. Would it have a dinner beis shar or not? So if you tell me it all depends on the inner one being kavua or not, then the outer one could be kavua. It doesn't matter. Yeah, Isaac.
Is the reason why a beis shar would be chayv? Because just logically, would it be included in the drasha of bias?
So let's see. Tosis is going to bring in the drasha. So let's take a look. The Meiri's lesson is very interesting. Just that, I quoted it. The lesson Meiri was Shem Atoma, take a base shar, take Keruya Dira Mitzad HaPnimis. It's like the Pnimis gives the base shar a shame Dira. Interesting. Tosus asks, V'tehevei chitzona base shar lepnimis is mars kashav tischayev b'mezuzah. Ubeis shar chayev b'mezuzah. Beis shar is chayev, how do we know? K'desanya v'akomitz rabba, the sugyas of mezuzah and menachis. We have a b'raisa. Beis shar, achsada, umrepesis, these are all different types of things. Again, not the mamish, the bayis, but some things that are in some way associated, joining to the house. Porches, beis shar, the access to the house through that chayovim b'mezuzah. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, what let the chitzona be chayev mitzad beis shar b'tema? Fractosus to prepare kama diyuma. Amina. That's the sugya there that we have in Mishkas Parhedrin that we've been discussing in terms of chiyuv sukkah, mezuzah by sukkah, and so on. So we mention the following diuk, the following drasha. The matinan la lohumi mezuzah, midirsiv bayis. Ma bayis miyuchad ledira, yatsu elush en miyuchadim ledira. That's the drasha the Gemara has in Yuma Yud Aleph from Med Aleph, until Yud Aleph from Med Beis. Yachal shini ma ba'af beis shach sadu mepeses. The same three things that in Menachos we are mechayev. Tamor ma bayis. Ma bayis miyuchad ledira. Yatsu elu she'em yuchadim ledira. Rashi there, by the way, says beis shar bayis katan she'osim lufnei shar hachotzer v'hakol osno so kapandaria. It's like a shortcut access. So sad v'pros der shel ne'abatim pesis. Okay. So meanwhile we have a stira to gemaras. So how do we resolve this stira? Says Tosis, v'yesh machalkin. Bein psuchim lebayis u psuchim legina. Tosis brings a chiluk, he doesn't mention by name, but this is a sheet of the Rif. Tosis in Menachos mentions the Rif by name, which is not something you find too often, but Tosis actually quotes the B'Shem HaRif. Lashon Tosis in Menachos there in Lamed Gimel. The Yeshloma, the Harb Yitzchak Alfis tirates the Hacha B'Psucha lebayis. Yitzchak Alfis, the Rif. So it depends. If it's what it opens to. If it opens to a bayis, then we machayev it. Because again, it's the access to the house. If it's opening to a gina, then mitzad atzmo, it's not really a dira, and it doesn't open to a dira, so there's no halacha. That's the halacha. Beis shar, you need dira. So beis shar is excluded, because beis shar inherently is not a dira, it's just a way to access something. So if the thing it's accessing is a dira, then this becomes chayv mezuzah as well. If it's accessing a gina, then of course, then it wouldn't be chayv, and that's what the meat's going on. That's the rif's teretz. Tosus doesn't like it. The kasha, the imkain, habele l'shnuye hachi aslan b'menachos. The parach ad Rav Chizda, damach sad Rav Tur min ha-mezuzah. The Gemara has a kasha on Rav Chizda, who talked about a case of achsadra, and the Gemara brings the kasha from the where it sounds like it's chayiv, Moshe has said, that's because it's that case of achsadra is where it's besuach to bias, and Rav Chizda was told besuach agina, so why didn't we give that teretz? Therefore, Ritzaruch Lomar, a new teretz, different teretz. Chada Raisa Hada Rabbana. Meaning to say that in a chinami, that which we're memayited is a miut, that midaraisa is no chiyuv. That which we have in the Mar Menachos that there's a chiyuv, that's a din d'rabbanan. So that would go well with who in our Gemara Rashi. Rashi said right away that the chiyuv is only a d'rabbanan. And in the chinami, midaraisa is put. So different teretz than the Rif. I v'hadlo mishani asam b'menachos. So why doesn't Gemara say, Gemara gives a different teretz. Why doesn't Gemara answer that, okay, Rav Chizda says pater, that means midaraisa. And the braisa says chai, that's midrabanan. What's one answer like that? Says Tosus didn't. Mashmalid Rav Chizda betur l'gamri kamafim midrabanan. Gemara assumed that Rav Chizda said pater, he was talking even midrabanan. So Gemara needs to say a different teretz, a different type of achsadra that he was talking about, that's why it's pater. But no chenami, the rabban there's a chiyuv. Says a mashah. No, what about our gemara? That Tos only was bothered by Menachos. That why didn't my answer the kasha that says that on Avchizda it says Avchizda said pater, it's maybe only midraisa pater. It says Avchizda is mash midrabana. What's the gemara's kasha by us? Fek the masha. That to have a kibes shar to schayb mezuzah and it says pater. No, maybe pater means pater midraisa. So similar. And Tosus didn't even bother asking an gemara. He only asked the gemara Menachos. Says the Masha, Pircha de Shemaita Nami, the Gomes Shani Tura Mizuzah Midaraisa, Tzarech Lomar, Hacha, the Tura Gagami Mashma. So why didn't Tosus speak it out for Agamar too? I mean, it's a Kasha in Agamar, like it is in Menachos. Tosus only was concerned with the Gemara Menachos, not Agamar. Ask and answer. Now Tosus, Kasvu Kenahida Menachos, Mishum de Iku Kushyasam, Liesh de Machalkin, Bin Bayas Legina, Lo Yipo Alhida Menachos. He had a kasha on the Yesh Machalkim from the Gemara Menachos, so then he just stuck with the Gemara Menachos and asked a kasha on that. But obviously the same kasha, the same Torah speaks to Agamar. I was thinking, maybe another way to answer for Agamar, how the Gemara knew, not just because of Lashon, Stamma. I mean, let's think it through ourselves. The chayebes b'mezuzah and the penimis is what level chiyuv. That's the raisa. Right? So then maybe p'tura is only midraisa p'tura. But the penimis ain't a sukkah, the way we learned in Rashi. It's a din drabana. I don't know if that helps. But maybe. Penimis ain't a sukkah is drabana. And the chitzona is p'tur min mezuzah. So maybe that's, the Gemara feels that should be p'tur in completely. I don't know. Masha just says the Gemara thought that meant p'tur gami, but why? Why should the Gemara assume that way for sure? In the Rambam paskins like the Rif. Perchus Mezuzah Vav Zayin Beis Shai Rachsadu Mepeses Be'agina Ve'adir P'tumna Mezuzah Mepnei She'enon Asuyin L'dira. That's the P'tur itself for these things. V'mhayu Batim HaChayavim B'mezuzah Tzuchim U'mekomus Eilu Chayavim Gam Heim B'mezuzah. This is the chilk of the Rith. Yeah, Isaac, what are you going to say?
I answered.
Okay, this is a mezuzah inyan. It's not so much our inyan, but this is for mezuzah. But I want to come back to the inyan that we have in terms of sukkah, the problem in the penimis. Eitan, what's your question? The Masha raises a simple question. The Tosus was bothered, according to the Chiluk of the Raisa Drabanan, so what was the Gemara asking in Menachos on Rav Chisda? Let the Gemara say, Rav Chisda's tour meant mid the Raisa, but mid the Rabban Yoachayev. Tosus says the Gemara assumed Rav Chisda's tour means even mid Rabbanan. In fact, the Masha, why don't we discuss that issue in the Gemara in Menachos? Discuss it in our Gemara in here. The Gemara has a Kasha. Why do we say that the Chitzona is pater min mezuzah? Let it be chayev because of a beis shar. So let the Gemara answer, okay, fine. Let it be chayev a beis shar. So p'tura means midaraisa is pater. Midrabban will be chayev like a beis shar. What's the big problem? The Gemara to give a teretz, lo kviya. Let the Gemara hold that in a chanami, it is chayev midrabban. And the same, and Elamai give the same teretz. The Gemara assumed that the Ptur Mina Mezuzah meant Ptur even the Rabbanan. And therefore you have to give another teretz of Lo Kaviya. Again, the Lo Kaviya, we have the different ways to learn the Lo Kaviya, if it goes on the Chitzon or the Penimis and so on. What is the problem of the panemius? Yes, I smooth.
How does the Rambam understand that for the line about open up to an area within the mezuzah? Then it should be
chayiv. In our Gemara, it's opening up to a dira. So that's why it should be chayiv. It's not a gina, it's opening to a dira. The penimitz is a dira.
Right. So
that's why the Gemara, that's right. The sugya in Yuma that has a miut for Beis Shar, it's psuchim l'gina. So then the question is, mitzad atzmo, let it be chayiv? The answer is, no, it's not chayiv mitzad atzmo, it's not a dira by itself. If it's opening to a dira, then it would be chay. Okay, if you look at the Ran in the back, Ritva also, other Rishonim, they have a different way of explaining the problem of the panemius. Rashi talks about a lack of heker. It's a din derabanan, Rashi, with the Chachamim wanted to be nikkur of yeshiva sukkah, so the sukkah is not a good sukkah because it's not nikkur for yeshiva sukkah. The Ran says something else. We also looked in the Shitas Rivav, a similar thing. They bring it, the problem is that havilei kabayis. If you're living in the panemius, then it can't be a sukkah because the Torah says basukos teishvu. And therefore, it can't. If it's like a bayis, then it can't be psukah. Take a look. If you look, Marshall, even in the Shitas Rivav before the Ran is more Meirich, and it's more to be Medayik in. But the Shitas Rivav, also a Rishon. Penimis ain't a sukkah. The lekel mem asam v'shem sukkah. The ispe kret hashmishin u kibayis damya. Kibayis damya. And the chitzona lo yishtam shaba eno kibayis. Now the Ran. Mam is much more meirich. Kach hu derech shal yotzve kli cheres bimeyem. Rashi began this way as well. Osim lehem shtei sukkos zu lefnim mizu. Bipnimis hudar umatznia kidei rosav. Ubechitzona osim melachto. Umotzi kidei rosav limkor. That's like we saw in Rashi. Hapanimis ena sukkah. In ba reshe besokha v'chag l'shem sukkah ena sukkah. So far, sounds like Rashi, right? Continues the Ran. B'shem da'avida l'dira. Because it's meant to be used for living quarters. V'havila kibayis. Notice, different music than Rashi. V'havi lo kibayis. The Ran adds more. V'ika mishum tasa v'lo mina asui. And now we have the problem called tasa v'lo mina asui, which means kiloma v'lo midover ha'asui l'otzar u'ledira v'lo l'tzel. There's a psul called tasa v'lo mina asui, meaning if it's asui for something other than tzel. It's asui for otsar, for storage. It's asui for dira, and not for sale. Kidda amina besamach, and it's going to be a segue to the next piece of Gemara that we'll see. Like you have in the next piece of Gemara by Ganvach, the who shasui letzel v'lo otsar ledira. So what exactly is the Ran saying? The problem is a derabanan or a deraisa for the Ran. The Raisa problem. The problem is initially defined as sukkah, it can't be a bias. Look at bias. Where do we see such a thing already mentioned? That base, right? Tosus quoted a Rashi on this, right? That base, Tosus quoted sukkah merachmana, Rashi, by the Xeris Tikra, the Tosus on the bottom of Beis Amir Aleph. There's a sheet of emesachin b'nesarin. You can't use schach boards on a certain size that have a certain resemblance to the roof of a house because people will say, if you can use these kind of boards for a schach of a sukkah, you can also be in your house. And you can't be in your house because sukkah machmana velo beso shakoashana. That's the Tosus quotes. B'tocha dvarim on Beis Amir Aleph. Right? Ki heicha da amar l'kaman bepirik el gabi plugged Rav Meir Rav Yehuda de Misachem ben Saran de imachshiris behu asri l'meimah mali l'sachich b'zeh mali reishet tachas tikras beisi ubeiso vaday pasul mida oraisa. Those words. The sukkah machman v'ubeiso shel kol yemos hashana. So there is a psul, and Rashi actually says this later, ubeiso shel kol hashana. The Ran is using that idea over here. Now, he talks about otsar. It's made for otsar, it's made for a bayis. But if you look in the Sugya Daf Yud Beis, where the Ran is really working off of, they talk about the otsar case. So you see in that Gemara that this other problem that the Ran mentions, called tasav lo mina asri, that you need an asiya. And it can't just be memela that it's made. So, 1 second. So, like, what does that do with it? If the problem is that it's beso, so kol hashana, so it's sukkah, not beso. So that's the problem with the raisa. What is this tasa? Also the raisa. What do you need it? What's the connection? What's the relationship between saying both things together? The Ran is putting two things into the same framework. It's a problem that you're living there all year round, so it's beso, so kol hashana. And it's tasav lo mina asri, that it has to be tasav for sukkah, not if it was for otsar, for bayis. So the pashtus, it's not a problem, because you need both. In what sense? When you originally made it, what did you make it for? For besa. But now comes sukkahs. You didn't touch the schach. You didn't redo the schach. And now, hini muchen mezuman, I want to sit here as a sukkah. So now, let it be a sukkah. The ma'isa, now let it be a sukkah. Now I want to be a sukkah for me. So now it's not base, so now it's sukkah. So what's the problem? Why can't you designate it now, hereby, as a sukkah? So what is where's the problem lying now? Tasev lo mina asri. You need an asiya of a sukkah. If it was asiya as a bayis, and you didn't do a new asiya, then you can't, even though you designated now to be there as a sukkah, but that's called tasav lo mina asri. It was made for otsar, it's made for bayis. And now you want to automatically convert it memela, it should become, but there was no asiya. That's called tasav. You have to make it as a sukkah, lo mina asri, not that it should be memela, it should turn out to be a sukkah. So your designation won't be enough, because that's only now you're making a designation, you're not doing a new asiya. On the other hand, if you just said that halacha, But then you could say, what's the problem? There wasn't asiyah. The asiyah was a verbay. So what? But who says it's a problem? The answer is, it has to start off to be a problem that you need an asiyah, l'shem sukkah, meaning that it shouldn't be verbay. Not l'shem mitzvah sukkah, not, we don't like Beis Shammai, but it has to be not an asiyah that was verbay. But now that you did a seerish in bias, let it be a seer for sukkah. Now let it be a sukkah. Now memela, it's not based anymore. No, that's tasav lo mina asri. This is what the Ran is saying, and that's the pshat in pnimis and the sukkah, and that's a psul d'oraisa. So I leave you with a question, and then I'll take Shmuel and Isaac's question. So now Rashi presumably doesn't give this reason. Rashi gives a reason that it's not nikar yeshivasa. And the Ran gives a reason that's a deraisa reason, a beisavu beisav shakol shana tasavu mina asri. So if I ask you, why didn't the Ran give the pshat that Rashi gave? That's easy. First of all, who says it's such a chesaron? We have to figure out the makkah for it, and maybe patterned after the din of what the Torah brings. But who says the Ran has to accept that whole idea that has to be nikah yeshivasa? And even if he does accept it, but that whole din is probably only din rabbanan. The Ran has a better problem than din deraisa. Okay, so that I can understand. But the problem is the other direction. Why didn't Rashi learn pshat like the Ran? Why didn't Rashi learn that the problem is a dindo raisa? Because you can't be yotzi sukkah and beis shekol hashana. This is an asiya for bayis. And Rashi himself accepts this premise, accepts this psul. Tosis quoted b'shem Rashi, v'lo beis shekol hashana. Isaac Shmuel, you can ask that. No, maybe.
Rashi seems more machmir than the Ran.
More machmir? Rashi is dindra banan. Sugya
l'sel, Rashi would seemingly still be
sotzei as pasul. According to Rashi, if it's made with sale.
But you still look kol yirosa, but it's still be pasul. The Ran, that
according to Rashi, it's made good sale,
and Kol Yirasa,
and you're living there. It's Rashi. Not Nika Yeshivas, according
that's,
to the Ran.
That's still the Rabbanan name.
You're saying
right.
Sale enough? I'm not sure. Let's say it's made, we'll have to see that in the next Gemara. If it's made good sale, but also for other things. We'll have to see. That's what we have to think about for the next Gemara. Do you need exclusively good sale, or you need to have a Shem sale? That's coming up. But I want to know, why didn't Rashi say Pshat like the Ran? Yeah?
Just two things. Just first to that question. It sounds like, according to Rashi, that there's different levels. Right now, this cleanness has a level of dira, but it doesn't have a level of keva. So according to Rashi, it's not a bias.
Okay.
According to the Ran, it would be a bias, but according to Rashi, it's not
okay,
a bias.
Okay, so good. You bear your mush on the right track. You see, in the Bach, I want you to look at the Bach. For this Gemara, for the next piece of Gemara too, very interesting Bach. You can see the whole Bach if you want. You can see the part I gave you for our Gemara, but we'll eventually see the whole thing. The Bach says, Cain, what you're saying. Maybe we could say it in a little different vein. Maybe we'll think about it. But Lamaisa, these are flimsy structures. And the roof is a schach roof. So to the extent that you want to say Beis or Shekol HaShana, it could be Rashi, it doesn't fall into that psul Beis or Shekol HaShana. Even the way the Ran puts it, Havila Kibbais. For the Ran, that's good enough to call it psul Beis. Maybe Rashi didn't think so. That's a good. You're on the right track. Yeah. Rafi, yeah. Similar? Come back, yeah.
Just to add on to what you're saying, that maybe that's why Rashi said that Cain created Beis Shar. It's not a question of created Beis Shar, but it's not really a bias to according
to the little kibbia. Okay. Noam, Yaakov?
The psul is Rashi of Beisel. Rashi also is in the structure. So we hear it. The Ran's calling what of Din Basil in terms of the mindset. Rashi held that, I mean, with Tosis quote on that Basil, Rashi, that was when the person put the Nisarim and they nailed it down like a physicalness
okay.
In your house is.
I want
to
say.
That's the Psul of Basil.
I want to say something, we'll end with this. I want to maybe say Baal Chidush. Again, the Bach says it his way, but maybe the Pshat here is. When Rashi says he lives there, let's understand the Mitzvah of this pattern. He lives there. He sings Shalom Aleichem there Friday night. His family lives there too. Yontif, Shabbos, Yontif. That's his house?
I thought.
I think maybe not. He has a house. He has a family. He goes home for Shabbos. But he's so involved as a workaholic. He works 24/6. And he doesn't come home during the week. He stays there many months at a time. He's constantly at work. To that extent, it's a dira for him. To that extent, it's a problem that's not Nikar the Yeshiva for Sukkah, because he's living there night after night, day after day, and he's there, doesn't leave. But Lamaisa, his address, where he gets his mail, is not in the Pnima Sukkah. His address is where he has a home. He has a home. If that's the Pshat in Rashi, then Rashi felt that the problem that you have later of Beiso, you don't have over here. Because it's not really Beiso. He doesn't live there. He goes, he has a home. He has a family. And when it comes to Yemaisa for Shabbos Yom Tov, whatever it is, that's where he lives. But he has this space, workspace, that he created in that workspace, a sukkah that he ends up staying there and being mishtamesh and using as living quarters. It's secondary living quarters. It's not his ikar address. So the problem can only be that of heker of yeshiva sukkah. But the problem of sukkah below beso you don't have. The Ran will say, but it's kibbeso. The kibbeso also puts into the problem of the deraisa problem. Rashi, well, the deraisa problem I don't have. Something to think about.